Welcome to Hot and Bothered with me, Rhian Sugden.
And me, Sarah Jane Don. This podcast is our exploration of all things to do with sex and taboos.
And it's the last episode of the season, and what a treat we have for you. Because over the last 8 weeks, you've been sending us some very cheeky fetishes and kinks that we want to delve into. So buckle up, because this is a big one.
Ooh.
And because it's our last episode, I've also brought you a gift.
Oh, what? This makes me feel bad.
No, it's fine, because
I didn't get you a gift, though. Is it the box? Because I actually really love the box.
That's actually a box that I've recycled from.
Oh, good girl.
So it's a recyclable box from mine.
Right.
The gift's inside. But
can I guess what it is?
There's three things in there.
Is there?
Oh, yeah.
I think you've got me a dildo.
As much as you wish I've got you a dildo, I haven't got you a dildo.
Is that just wishful thinking?
It's not a dildo.
Oh, this feels like Christmas. Oh, my God.
Hold them up for the camera.
Did you have these lying around?
No, I've actually purposely bought these.
Well, I now am the very proud owner of a... Is it a cat tail?
You can be like Mrs. Fox.
A cat tail or a fox tail.
A fox
butt plug. Oh, my God.
I'm actually
speechless. I don't know what to do with this. I mean, I do know what to do with it. It's not going where it should go, but it's very pretty. It's very... Pretty.
Pass it here. Let's have a look.
Maybe I'll give it to the dogs as a dog toy.
It's weighty though, isn't it?
It is.
It's weightier than you think.
Looks like it would be quite painful.
Well, let
but
me know.
But thank you.
Let me know
this
how you
is
get
beautiful.
On with that.
It won't be going up my bum, but thanks. Okay, let's go for the next one. Oh, this one's lovely. It's an edible anus.
Edible anus.
This makes me feel like I'm a celebrity, but actually quite a nice version if it's just chocolate.
So with this, I was looking after we did a piece about like the mold cocks. You can actually mold your own anus. So just
Why
so you know.
Why would you want to do that?
Yeah, but you can mold it into chocolate, but just letting you know that isn't mine.
Thank God.
That's just a generic anus chocolate.
Oh, but it's really disturbing that it's chocolate because the picture is gross.
Yeah. So someone's actually sat on a tray and...
But whose anus is that? Because I don't want to nibble on someone's anus. Full stop. Thank you very much. Wow, thanks.
You are very welcome.
Okay, and the last, this could be useful.
Well, I thought that.
One she's got me a ball gag.
She's got a ball gag.
A fresh one, it's never been used.
It's never been used.
Oh, this is so much more than the gift that I thought it would be.
Yeah,
a dildo.
See?
I would have been very,
this is
very
my favorite,
disappointed.
Though.
That's
Imagine.
Beautiful.
Like you can go around shaking that for Jonathan. So you
thanks,
can have fun with them later.
I'm now... Glad I didn't get you a present, because now I can get you an exceptional one.
But you
now I know what you got
appreciate
me.
The box, though.
Oh, thanks. I do. I love the box. I love everything. Thanks. Oh, what a way to open, eh?
Woo! Right, shall we get on to our hot and bothers?
Yes, let's.
You can go first.
Okay. I don't know where to go from that. It's got me all hot. My hot this week. So I went to London and I saw Prima Facie with Jodie Comer.
Nice.
This is a one-woman show. She is incredible. I think she's an amazing actress anyway, but she's absolutely incredible. And the show was phenomenal. And it was like an hour and 40 just of her performing. There's no one else. And
oh, is it just her?
It's a one-woman show. So she sort of narrates the show, but plays all the different characters as she's telling the story.
Oh, wow. I didn't realise it was a one-band
band. And it's pretty heavy. So without giving anything away for anyone that's maybe going to watch it, but it's about sexual assault. So it's a really heavy story, but very important, and a very important point to get across. And it was amazing. So I was expecting a lot from it, and she blew me away. So that was amazing.
Nice.
And then my bother this week was that I ran out of coffee. That's it. I ran out of coffee pods. And if you know me, I can't function without a coffee. Since I had, well, probably pre-Stanley, but since I had Stanley, coffee is life to me. And if I don't have it, I have zero personality.
I wonder what I'd be like on coffee. I've never had a coffee in my life.
Oh my gosh.
Never. The smell of it knocks me sick.
Missing out on so much.
Yeah.
Energy.
Ugh.
What do you do? What's your go-to?
I'm generally just asleep a lot.
This is why you love bed
this
so much.
This is why I love bed so much.
Need more caffeine.
I
your
get
life.
Really weird and jittery after caffeine, so I.
So do I, but I kind of like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
No.
John will go to me if I'm not out of coffee. He's like, he can tell, and he'll go, "We need to get you a coffee, don't we? We need to get you a coffee." So yeah, so it's a big deal. It doesn't sound like much, but I ran out of coffee and I had a freak out and
a bit of a meltdown.
Yeah. So you'll go hot and bothered.
I'm very hot this week because Well, I'm not going to do it in order, but I'm going on holiday. Not tomorrow, the day after.
I'm so jealous.
So I'm going to Santorini, so I can't wait for that. So I've just beautiful. Got back from the Cotswolds.
Oh, yeah, you need to tell me about that. Yeah, looked gorgeous.
Fabulous. And my mum's just had her final bit of cancer removed.
Oh, amazing.
So that's all happened this week.
That's
so
amazing.
It's been a very good week.
Thank gosh.
And am I bothered? Is that this is the last episode?
I know. It's sad, isn't it? I can't believe it's gone so quick.
It's gone so quick. So yeah, that's making me sad a bit. I'll miss our conversation. I'll miss getting the filthy chat in my inbox.
I've got no excuse now. I've waited so to
I can't
say to
ask
people.
These weird questions now and just sit listening to people's stories. But maybe there'll be a season
we
two.
We can do more. Exactly. Exactly. Shall we crack on with this week's show then?
Let's
the last
do
one.
It. This week, we're talking about swinging and dogging. Covering swinging
and swinging kinks and fetishes. We're sort of going over a few things, aren't we, that we weren't able to fit into other episodes and touching on some stuff we haven't yet.
We realised it was the end and we haven't covered a lot of stuff, so we're just ramming it all in,
Wait.
So to speak, in this episode. So go on, you can start us off.
Well, okay, so should we start off with swinging then?
Yeah, why not? Have you ever swung?
I've never swung. You swung?
No, I don't think I'd be into that.
Again, it's a very common thing that I think is a really taboo subject, but well, there are a lot of people into a bit of swinging.
As I put something on my Instagram story this week asking questions about swinging and dogging, and it turns out two friends separately that I know of are swingers that I didn't know about, and somebody else is a dogger. I know, came to me as a surprise as well.
But so did they offer this information
to you?
Both
two girls, and they offered the information. They was like, you can't tell anyone ever, so all my friends at home that are listening, no, I'm not going to tell you who they are. But but yeah, swingers and doggers.
It's a big old thing. Although, right, I know we'll go into dogging a little bit more, but when I Googled dogging, it's basically, it says it's a sexual act in public or semi-public place or watching others do so. So to me, I always thought dogging was when people go and watch other people having sex. But the definition of dogging is that it's sex in a public place. So in that sense, then...
Like dogs.
Yeah. And that's the other thing about where it comes from, the name.
Yeah. Well, is it? Because I Googled where the name dogging comes from. It says something about dog walkers. And...
Dog walkers. There's a lot of different sort of reasons for why it might be called that. And I think one of them is that people go, oh, I'm going walking the dog. But actually they're going out to...
Get
watch people have sex, or it's an excuse.
Get nucky in the woods.
Yeah.
And Manchester is... Oh, we've gone on to dogging
we've
now.
We've gone on, but let's continue.
We'll continue.
We're on a roll.
Manchester is apparently the dogging capital of the UK.
Wow, look at us.
I know. And I think there was like over 300 different sites.
Sites as in locations?
As in locations. And one of them is like the Tesco car park in Cheetah Mill, apparently.
Oh my gosh.
What do people... I think... From what I've Googled and found out off my new dogging friend is that you can just turn up and you just flash your lights, and if someone responds, it's like you can either get in the back and hop
yeah,
on.
Well, apparently if you put the window down, that's an invitation to come and get involved.
Oh, really?
But if you leave the windows up, it's just you can
just
come and
peek
have a peep.
I can't imagine, like, don't you have a story about this?
Not about me dogging, but when I was younger with one of like my first serious boyfriend, and obviously like when you're living at home, you go out in the car, don't you, and have a little drive. So we went for a drive and
heavy petting in the car.
Somewhere, bit of heavy petting, and somebody knocked on the car, or there was movement. I can't remember exactly what happened, but all I remember is I absolutely shat myself because there was somebody outside the car while we were up to
stuff
in the car.
So you technically did a little bit of dogging.
Well, apparently, well, I think according to the term dogging, we've all done a bit of dogging if you've ever had sex sort of like in a semi-public place, because it's that without people watching.
Yeah.
So I would never have gone, yeah, I've been dogging, but apparently I have.
Was the window down?
No, thank gosh. And the doors were all locked.
So
and the second like I heard or saw the thing, I was like, drive, drive, drive. Putting clothes back on, right, and that was it. And so I don't know whether we went to a spot that
maybe
people go
did.
To for dogging unknowingly, or whether, I mean, it was a quiet, like, secluded location, so whether
sounds
it was
like
just
a
someone
spot.
Walking past, or it could have been a police officer, I don't know. We got out of there so quickly.
That's funny.
But safe to say, I won't be doing that again.
No, definitely not.
But there was also, so all the different things, so if you flash your lights, apparently that means that you want another car to follow you to a more secluded location. Interior lights, if you flash your interior lights, apparently that means that you want to be watched. So there's all sorts of different signals for
it. There's different signaling.
Apparently. I don't know. This is Google again. Our Google facts. But yeah. But
I've never had sex in a car, you know.
Have you not?
No.
It's awkward.
Can't imagine how it would work. Like, do you hop on the back seat?
Seat reclined, back seat. Just like,
I'd be very wary of the gear stick.
Gear sticks get in the way. Yeah.
So, wow. Maybe I want to have sex in a car.
Maybe you do. Do
maybe
you?
I will.
Go. Be Ola the next sexy message to Oliver. Yeah.
Hi, babe. Hi, babe. Can we have sex in a car?
Yeah, and there's also like designated car parks where people will text a time and just sort of meet up. This is what people have sent me on Instagram when I was asking whether people go doggy, and they're like, these are the sort of rules.
I wonder if you can decline people.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, what if like an ogre looking man came over to the window and was like, can I get in?
Are you expecting Brad Pitt to be out dogging? Because I don't think they're the kind of...
People are into weird stuff, you know.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. And there's safe words to stop. So people have safe words to sort of go, well, that's enough now, or...
Oh, I wonder what the safe words could be.
I don't know. I'd just be, get out of my car. Enough. And it's the thrill of being caught. I get all that sort of excitement of, you know, the being seen and being out and about. And
I get the thrill of being caught. The closest that me and Oliver have ever been to being caught is when we get like a parcel delivered, which is quite a lot at my house, and we're like mid flow, and then the doorbell rings and Oliver's like, shit! Because I never go to the door and get the parcels. It's always him, despite them always being my parcels.
Oh yeah, same.
So he's like having to
cover himself up.
Yeah. And that happens quite a lot, to be fair. Is that classed as dogging?
Not if you're in your house.
Well,
unless you're letting the postman in
the window.
Unless the Amazon delivery driver is coming in for a little
while.
Well,
he might as well. He's there enough.
So I asked my followers on Instagram about anyone that is into dogging goes, and I had tons of responses. But I'll read you a couple of the messages that people told me. So there's one guy goes and they park up their car, goes with his wife. His wife exposes her boobies. They flash the interior light. So this is one of the rules, the codes. And then if there's a car park nearby, they'll lock the door, but they'll half open the window. And then his wife...
That's not a full invitation, that is it?
Well, his wife masturbates whilst being watched, and then she has her boobs felt by people outside. So she's opened the window. So that's sort of inviting people to get involved.
Right.
So she'll have like a little grope.
And then the guys on the outside are fondling themselves.
Doing stuff to themselves.
Up the side of the car.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So messy old car. And then there was one guy who was like, oh, I've been once. It was his girlfriend's idea. But after she'd wanked off a guy and made him come, we both decided it wasn't for us. So it got to that point, and then they went, no, it's not for us, this.
Yeah.
I think it would get to that point much sooner for me. The second I drove into the car park and saw what was going on,
I'm guessing
I think I'd be out
there. He was probably watching her do that and was like, no.
No, I've changed my mind.
This needs to end here.
I've changed my
mind. The thing with dogging, right, if we were, not we, as in me and
I
you.
I don't want to go, thanks.
But if
thanks for the invite, though. Sorry.
If I turned up to a dogging site, keen for some, you know.
Yeah.
Extracurricular activity.
Yeah.
Then how can you be sure that your friend's not also in the car park? Because as I just said, my friend is
they're into it.
Is a casual dogger. So what if they just came and knocked on my barely open window?
And then we're like, hey.
And then her boyfriend stuck his knob through it. Imagine. That would be so embarrassing. Like, you just, well, would you just go for it?
I actually have a little story about that, but this is to do with swinging. So again, we'll go into swinging a little bit more, won't we? So one of my followers sent in a little story about something similar or very similar to what you were just talking about, and the thing of possibly bumping into someone you know.
Oh, yeah.
So this goes on to swinging, and he's been to the club Killing Kittens, and that's like a swingers party, isn't it? An exclusive sort of party where you have to sign up. But he said an interesting story. Our first Killing Kittens party, we started chatting to a couple at the bar in the venue. After a few drinks, we went to a side room and began to play with each other. After 10 minutes or so, another woman came in and asked to join us. To my shock, she was my work colleague. So that that exact thing happened. There I am, completely naked. However, given the atmosphere, it's very cool. She asked if she could join in and did. And we now smile when we see each other at work, and she's part of our smaller group. So this guy is now set up like independently, like smaller groups
of people.
Where they just meet up in nice locations and stuff. But yeah, imagine that. You're in the middle of getting down and dirty. You're arse out, and
see,
then
me and
someone
my friends,
you know, walks in.
We went to a Killing Kittens party, but we didn't realise.
How did you not realise?
So we thought it was, so we'd been to Torture Garden.
Yes.
And we thought, oh, there's others, like, let's go to Killing Kittens. So it's not a club, it's like a basically a party, and sometimes they hire out manor houses and they do different events all around, up and down the
country.
Yeah, it
looks very high end. Like when I went
you
on
have
the
to
website,
apply
yes,
online
to be approved
and
stuff.
Get vetted and everything like that. And you have to show a picture. So we spoke about this, didn't we, off mm-hmm. mic, that there's got to be some kind of limit as to what you're... Anyway, Killing Kittens is very prestige and you have to look a certain way to get in.
Yes. And don't you wear... Do you wear masks and stuff to a certain time?
And it was like a masquerade ball that we went to. So we were all done up in our nice dresses. It wasn't like underwear and stuff. It was nice dresses.
Evening dresses.
And masks. And we went in. And it was all like drinks and canapes at first. And then... people started wandering off and we were like, oh shit.
Did you see it at that
point? It was three girls and we weren't in couples, so we were like, it was like a meat market because we were like three glamorous girls all turning up.
Oh my gosh.
And we were like, uh-oh. And then some guy came over and was like, do you want to come to this room? And my friend was like, what's in that room? And he was like, oh, this is just where we all mix. And we were like, yeah, let's leave. So we were literally there for like 45 minutes. So we didn't realise the extent of, I mean, it looked fun.
Did it just feel like a fancy event then?
It was very classy. It wasn't seedy. You wouldn't... That's why we didn't realise straight away, because I would have thought like a bit of a sex swingers party would be a bit seedy, but it's not necessarily like that, you know. It's quite a classy affair. But I'm sure there's different parties that you can go to that aren't Killing Kittens that we are not aware of. And I'm not going to risk it anymore. I'm not going to just go to these random parties and just turn up.
Well, you could do just for research and then just tell us. It makes me like feel more excited.
But there's different things that signal that you're a swinger, or there used to be. Do you remember like pampas grass?
Apparently pampas grass, yeah. If people have it growing outside the house, but it's like really trendy now. I've got
everyone's
it in my
got it.
Hallway.
Yeah. Or there's like a certain palm tree that if you've got one in your garden, it signals that you're a swinger.
That you're into a bit of...
So I don't know whether that can't be the case now, because,
well, who knows?
Every other person on my street's got pampas grass in the window. Yeah, unless they're part of an exclusive club that I've not been invited to yet, then...
Yeah, maybe that's it.
But how do you... Like, how would we know that if we're swingers or not? Not us personally, but you. Like, how... What if I want to come swinging with you?
I genuinely don't know. I mean, that's a...
How does it come up in conversation, like, when you're just out with your mates? Oh, does anyone fancy this next weekend?
Yeah. How do you find people? I mean, there are websites, aren't there? Apparently Fab Swingers is a website where you can go and hook up with people.
It must be daunting as a first time swinger.
That's the thing, isn't it? That first delve into it, or that first little step into that,
knocking on the door and
that
being
world.
Like, hello.
Yeah, hi, can I come in? Or the parties where you throw keys in a bowl, or do they still exist? Is that like a thing?
Yeah. I mean, I want to know more about this.
Yes. So the guy that had been messaging me about groups, I asked a little bit more about it. So this goes on to the kittens thing again. So it says, first and foremost, the kittens are in charge. So at those parties, it's the women
Are in charge. Yeah.
The lead. They sort of lead what happens. And it's all done in a non-confrontational way. And they, so this was interesting. So he said that they went to like a social meet before they went to the actual party. So they sort of got to meet the people that would be at the party, but with no expectation of it going further that evening. So it sort of like them chance to build a bit of a community. And there were other couples, there were single women. He said some of the parties are just for singles, but the one they went to was for couples and single females only.
Oh, that's probably the one I went to.
And he said it was mostly women, so the ratio for guys was great because there were loads of women. And there's no, he said there's no criteria for being accepted, apparently. You just have to have a partner and pay a monthly fee and a party fee. And he said there's all sorts of shapes and sizes there. So whether this is different to what
Well, you had
went
to send
to,
your picture, so...
Or maybe there is criteria.
Everyone was
not
very good looking.
And the dress code is smart. And one of the parties was black tie. Yeah, I find it fascinating because, like you say, it's that initial, like, you might have a conversation with your partner and go, oh, I'm interested. Are you interested? But actually going from the conversation to the first party. And then if you did, you know, you went to that party, if you did decide to walk through one of those doors, like what?
We knew there was going to be like sex going on and whatnot. We weren't particularly going to get involved, but it was, I think you kind of needed to partake. It wasn't really a place where you can just go and watch.
Yeah. So that's why you were expected like, to get involved.
Oh my God, let's get out.
It's crazy.
You've got to have some safe words as well, haven't you? Because if you do go with your partner, at what point do you start? Where's your limit?
I actually fell into a bit of a Reddit thread about this, and there was a few guys on there sort of going, oh, we've been to, you know, me and my wife have started exploring swinging, and we're really into it and really enjoying it, but she's now shown interest. I think it was a guy at the gym. She said she'd shown interest with this guy, and he was a really good looking guy, and suddenly the husband felt intimidated and actually went, oh no, like I don't think I'm up for this anymore. But at what point then do you like draw back from what you've been doing and go, now I feel uncomfortable, or I feel intimidated, or I feel threatened by this? Because you've already gone and done these parties and slept with loads of people and gone, it's okay, yeah, go for your life. Like,
in your typical relationship, you kind of don't look at other people, do you? I mean, you can be like, oh, he's fit. But to actually think of them at a different level and be like, oh, I'd like to bring him into my bedroom. I don't see how you can go back from that after potentially giving him a blowjob and then being like, oh, I'm not allowed to do that anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Must be...
Or crossing that line with friends. So the guy that was messaging me about the club was saying that he's now, they've him and his partner have got a group of close friends that they do now have these sex parties with, basically.
So they're just shagging each other's friends?
They're just all having sex and, you know, arranging these parties. But then if they all know each other, how do you then, like, you know, what if they go, should we just go for dinner this week?
Yeah.
I'm not up for a shag. Should we just go out for some dinner? But I sit across the table from someone knowing that you've all
maybe they're all playing footsie with each other under the table.
It's just complicated, isn't it? I think a relationship's complicated enough, but to start bringing in several other people,
you've got to be very confident to have relationships like that with your friend. Confident and comfortable with your relationship, because ooh, no, I couldn't go for lunch with my friend and knowing that she'd been all over Oliver.
No,
ooh, no,
it's crossing too many lines, isn't it? I think I've got a question. So, with the likes of Killing Kittens, what are the rules on contraception, sexual safety? Are there any?
I'm not really sure, actually, but there's got to be a limit. Yeah, there's got to be pots and dishes of all kinds of lubricants
stuff available.
And,
yeah, because you've got to be careful with sexually transmitted.
You can't get pregnant in a Killing Kittens
pregnant. Yeah, I mean, surely that's the thing.
Yeah,
that must
plus
be
something STIs and whatnot.
Yeah, exactly. And if everyone's having a dip everyone else.
Double dipping around the dining room, then there's got to be balls.
Some hygiene rules.
Yeah.
Yes. It's not COVID friendly, is it?
Have you ever been to a strip club?
I have been, I've been in a strip club. Actually, accidentally, on a night out, ended up in a strip club. And I think I was very drunk at the time and just followed the crowd and then suddenly went, whoa! Okay, I can see lots of boobs, so I know that I'm somewhere that I wasn't intending to be. And then I've been to a couple of the gentlemen's clubs.
Oh yeah.
So you know, the ones that are a bit more, I think that's what I was saying when I said I'd seen Dita Von Teese, that was at one of the gentlemen's clubs. But actually, that's an interesting conversation, is that strip clubs and burlesque, for example, because of the way that they're sort of marketed, I guess.
Mm. One's acceptable and one's not.
One's classed as seedy.
Yeah.
And one's classed as, oh, you know, it's exotic dancing or high end. But essentially, it's women dancing and taking their clothes off.
I've been to a few strip clubs. Randomly, Dame Bowers took me to a strip club.
That doesn't sound random to me.
And we were out on a night out and we went to a strip club and we actually paid for a dance, a doubles dance.
Yeah.
And they took us into this back room and this girl was dancing. You're not allowed to touch them, not that we wanted to, but they're allowed to touch you, which I didn't realise. So she was like grinding up and down Dane. And it was quite funny because me and Dane were just friends. It wasn't anything more than that.
Yeah.
And it was just, it felt seedy to me.
Yeah.
the girl was attractive. There was nothing that, it was just the venue was a bit sticky floor, behind a red curtain. It all felt very seedy.
It's sort of like the rooms and the curtains and the places. Yeah, that,
and
that's the
and like the bouncers, everything just looked a bit meh.
Yeah.
So it felt, I think that's maybe why it gets the impression it's seedy. And it's a shame really, because like you said, the girls are attractive, they dance, it's their profession.
Well, they're very good at what they do, they're earning a living, they're, you know, it's a profession, it's just another profession. So,
but the venues are just...
Maybe it's the venues that, yeah, or maybe... But then if you think of something like, if you flip it and it's male dancers, so Magic Mike, for example,
which I love.
I'm about to go for my second visit to the show soon. Go if you haven't been. It's amazing. And for women to go and watch men, and with that, there's no contact. Like the men gyrate a bit, but they don't touch. There's no full-on nudity. It's all sort of
Do they not get the mangles out?
It's all implied, and there's a beautiful dance in the middle of the show with so there's a female dancer and she's incredible, and they do this, it's sort of an implied sex scene, so they're dancing and grinding on each other. It's pretty full on, but they've both got underwear on and it rains on them, and but it's actually
Thinking of Chippendales then?
You might be thinking of
Chippendales. Get the willies out.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then is that classed as CD? I don't know whether are the guys classed as, like, I think strippers get a name, don't they? And they're like, oh, they're put in a certain box. But do male strippers get the same sort of
women are wild at those shows as well. They take the bras off and the knickers, don't they, and fling them. Imagine if like the men flung their undies at the at the strippers in the strip clubs.
Well, they get thrown out, wouldn't they? That's what the bouncers are there for.
Well, yeah. So it's completely different, isn't it? I don't know why strip clubs are classed as CD. It is a shame. But I think it's just purely down to the venue.
I think it's
they're all like underground, aren't they?
I think it's that, you know, the way that it's sort of portrayed.
Yeah.
Like you'd never, I'm sure no one would ever say about, you know, Dita Von Teese, oh, she's a stripper. Oh, she's, you know, she's of a certain whatever. Because it's Dita Von Teese. Like, she's an absolute queen and idol. But
yeah.
I don't think the girls in strip clubs get that.
And they don't get much respect, girls in strip clubs either, do they?
No.
So another thing that is frowned upon slightly for men and isn't for women is escorts.
Yes.
Because I have seen with my own eyeballs the older women out with younger men.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes,
paying for
you
company.
You go for it, girl. Mm. Like, she's having a great time.
But if you saw it the other way around, I saw it the other round. Hang on, it's a bit...
I'm not necessarily me, I wouldn't frown upon it, but you can see people be like, oh, he's definitely hired her for the night.
Yeah.
So that's another thing that's frowned upon. Why is that, I wonder?
That's interesting, isn't it? I asked that question of whether people hire escorts. I found the reasons why people hire them quite interesting. So there was these were some of the reasons people said. So they said an anniversary treat. There was a lot of people that are in sexless marriages.
Anniversary treat as in
an anniversary treat
with their partner.
I think
oh, wow.
With their partner, or their partner's treated to them to an escort for their anniversary. A lot of people said sexless marriage, and that they don't want to break up the marriage, but they need to get the sex
their end away
from somewhere. To lose virginity, a few people said they'd paid an escort so that they could lose their virginity. People that work away, people with a high sex drive and their partner can't fulfill.
Commitment issues.
Yeah. The secret element, to be able to sleep with somebody who might be unobtainable in real life. Quite a few people said this, and it just made me go, ugh. That it's cheaper than a date and you're guaranteed to get a happy ending. So they're like, well, what's the point of taking somebody out and paying like over £100 for dinner and drinks and stuff, and then the chance of either not getting on with them or, you know, not getting what I want at the end of the night?
But some guys do that though, don't they? There's like big strip clubs in Manchester, and the guys will have a night out, go to the casino, and then
do
strip
that.
Club on the way home if they've not found a girl on the way back.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Imagine women doing that.
Exactly, though.
Women
this is
wouldn't
it.
Do that, would
well,
they?
We just, yeah, we wouldn't, yeah.
We just want to be wined and dined.
Yeah, we want the nice element
the
of
nice
being treated
element, yeah.
and looked after and
tucked in.
Tucked in. For company was some stress relief. To live out fetishes that they're ashamed of. So there's a few people that go to escorts.
I can believe, yeah.
So they can get
sense.
Off on feet. So like that was a big one. And this goes back to our fetishes again, not our fetishes, but what we were talking about. One guy hired an escort so he could be an adult baby. So he literally hired her so that she would dress and feed him and change his bottom.
I guess that is a good way of exploring your fetishes before you...
That's quite a niche escort yeah. agency,
if you're
it?
Single, maybe. Not if you're in a relationship and you want to be an adult baby and then go find an escort. But mm-hmm. I guess that is a good way to find out if you're definitely into that fetish or not before you bring it into a relationship.
Yeah. Interestingly. And I got a message off a lady who is actually an escort on my Instagram, and I asked if she'd be willing to share a bit more. And she yeah. said, so she does it as a bit of a side hustle. So she's got a job and she is an escort sort of on the side. So she said she'd share a bit of an insight into it. So she uses an adult work website where she's got a profile, which includes pictures, but her face is blurred, and also a private gallery, which people pay to view.
Oh, okay.
So I guess...
So they know what they're getting.
They know what they're getting. She receives emails on there. There's a booking system. She always requests a chat on the phone before agreeing to book, so she can or they can agree on what is wanted.
A FaceTime or just a phone call?
A chat on the phone. Doesn't say FaceTime.
Oh, I'd like
but
to
I think
see
to
them.
Sort of go, so she's put i.e. girlfriend experience. So I guess if someone wants to go out and pretend yeah. that she's their girlfriend. Clientele is all sorts of ages, all walks of life, from high-end businessmen to regular Sainsbury's worker. The oldest she's seen has been 80.
Oh, bless him.
My boundaries are anything that's not on my likes list. So I'm not sure what that is. I'd never agree to bareback, no matter what the offer of money is.
Bareback is without a condom, for those listening.
So there we go, back to contraception. Safety. She charges £140 an hour, £260 for 2 hours, and so on. And overnight is £700.
That's cheap. I would have thought that should be more. Or not? I mean,
I've got nothing to sort of gauge it on. She's got a couple of regular clients. She's built up great bonds with them. And I said, do you feel safe? Because that was the thing for me is that, you know, you hear all these horrendous stories, and obviously she's doing this and putting herself out there. But she said, yeah, I feel safe. I always let a friend know the address. I text when I arrive and leave. And if I don't answer the phone when my time is up, I tell my friend to call the police. So she's put sort of.
So does she do hotel visits then, does it say? Or is she doing it at her own home? Or
She didn't specify exactly how, but so she's never felt unsafe, never had any bad experiences when it comes to safety. She's picky with who she meets by how they text or talk. So she has that phone call and she only does 4 or 5 bookings a month. She's not bad going if you're doing 4 or 5 nights at £700 a month, is it?
That's not too shabby, is it?
Almost everyone is quiet about the fact that they get escorts, because I sort of said, do people open about it, or do people ask you to be confidential? And she started by using agencies but said that was a waste of time, so she independently books everyone herself now, and she can pre-book them in advance, speak with them first, and it's all more suitable for her. So I find it fascinating. Like, she does that, she runs that, that's her business, that's her, you know, she's obviously knows what she's doing. And
I think it's mean that people have this
stigma about it.
Like, it's people, there's a market for
there's
it.
There's a massive market. There's a demand
huge
for
market
it.
For it. And someone's got to do it. And good on her for doing it. Which, have you seen Her on Netflix?
No.
It's really good. It's about a guy who falls in love with his, like, I want to say like a Google Doc, but it's not Google Doc, but like one of those machines. What do we call those machines?
What, like Alexa?
Like Alexa. Siri. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he falls in love with the person in there, and she's got AI, so artificial intelligence. So the more he speaks to her, the more she gets to know him.
Oh, yes.
And she's in his ears all day, and he goes on holiday with her and she, in her ears, and she arranges for an escort to come round his house, and the escort has sex with him, but she's talking to him in
oh
the
my God,
ears.
This is so creepy.
And I was like, this is the future. Like, no one's going to need a girlfriend or a boyfriend soon, because they can fall in love with their device at home.
Who will be everything they want them
who'll
to be
everything.
Because they've completely gone, right, okay, what are their preferences?
Yeah.
What do they like? What, you know?
Perfect relationship. And then you can just hire an escort in who doesn't speak.
Oh,
and
God.
She's got earphones in, the escort, and he's got earphones. So the device is telling the escort what to do to this guy.
Oh my gosh.
Like, that's the future. We're not going to need boyfriends anymore. Unless...
I think I want more of a connection.
Well, yeah,
sometimes I want someone to disagree with me and have an argument, though.
Yeah, well, there's always that. But I mean, it's just the way that things are going.
Yeah, it's crazy. I can believe it.
All these relationships.
It's mad, isn't it?
You should watch that. It's really good.
Yeah, I will. Sounds good.
Oh, and I've got a story.
Oh, have you?
I love a story. I've got one.
Go on.
Me and Oliver got propositioned in the Ivy in Manchester for a bit of a couple swap.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we did. What? It was the Ivy party and a guy...
How did that happen? What happened?
So I was just at the bar, came back and Oliver was speaking to this woman and he was like... Nah, nah, nah. And I didn't really get introduced and she wandered off and he was like, oh my God, that woman's just come over to me and said, I've been looking at you all night. I feel like you've been looking back at me. And my husband's been looking at your girlfriend.
What?
Me.
So was she speaking to Oliver on her own?
She was speaking to Oliver on her own while I was at the bar. And she was basically like, would you like to come back to our hotel with us later or join our table for a drink? And Oliver was like, no, you're all right. And she was like, what about one-on-one? We don't have to do the couples thing. Oliver was like, no, we're good, thanks.
Okay, thank you very much.
But they were very attractive.
Were you flattered?
We were very flattered. I was like, oh my God, look at us.
Maybe that's how it happens. Swingers. Maybe that's how it happens. Because if on that night you'd gone, all right, why
but
not?
But it's bold though, isn't it? Just to like, march over to somebody, like, I've been looking at you and my husband's been looking at your wife. And
oh my gosh,
they were very polite. We made a point of saying that, oh, that's very polite of you to ask,
but it's very kind of you, but no thank you. We'll decline.
We're flattered, but not this time.
Wow. So when I was researching escorts and all the things I never thought I'd be researching in my life,
must be wild.
Well, I found the private browser now, haven't we? So we're all right. I stumbled across Tantric Alexandra, so a tantric massage webpage. You had a little read of this, didn't you?
I had a little browse, yeah.
So I started reading this site, and basically it goes into exactly what the massage will entail, and it is as expected, it's a massage with a very happy ending. But it was the detail on it for me. So it's like, the start of the massage, I will bring a music player and play tantric music, which is designed to help create a perfect atmosphere. I'll turn the lights down low.
But this is like for men, like, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's saying you'll be lying face down on a towel. I'll pour some warm oil on your back. And it goes into like much more detail. This. I'll tenderly rub it in. I will use both hands and sensually excite the receptors of your back. And then basically it goes into it and it's like, I will probably gently touch your genitals as I caress you in the thighs and bottom. I will carry out a body massage. Not all masseuses do this. No, they don't, love. But when I do, it's very sensual and exciting. I will gently glide my breasts across your legs and your back. I mean, it's just, I can't believe that these things, well, I know these things exist, but to actually see it there and to go, oh my God.
And to like offer the service.
Yeah. And then basically it goes into the lingam massage, which is where she starts to massage the penis. And prostate massage is involved as well.
No.
If you want a bit of that, it's all there.
Rubber body gloves to body, up the bum.
Rubber gloves up the bottom.
No. Yeah.
Or a sex toy. But isn't it like I see, like when sometimes when you drive through Manchester and you see these massage places, and I always go to John, I was like, is that a brothel? And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, yeah, but I wouldn't go in there for a massage. I'm not going, oh, my shoulders are aching a bit.
You
I'll
kind
pop
of
in
know
this place.
Which one, yeah.
Yeah.
We used to do page three trips, like to Ibiza and like Mallorca, Portugal and stuff. And I think it was in Ibiza, we got a massage guy to come around to the villa, but he wasn't doing the girls. I think he was more doing the makeup artists. What? Because we were working and he was fit. He was like Conan the Barbarian. Is it Conan the Barbarian?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, and he had long sway hair and he like took his clothes off and he jumped in the pool and we were all like, oh my God, is this the guy that's going to do the massages?
Is this, hang on, what? He came over and just jumped in the pool just, before he even started doing massages?
So he came and started to cool down first.
What?
And he jumped in the pool, did a few lengths and all the girls were like, oh, wow, look at this guy. He was like a Greek god, like chiseled, pow, pow, pow. And then he got out and he gave the makeup artist a massage. And it wasn't necessarily a rude one, but she said that like from behind, he was like doing her bum cheeks and he like grazed her.
Oh no.
Oh, she loved it.
Did she?
She was all about it. She was like, I needed more really, because he kind of tipped her over the edge, but wasn't finishing off. And she was like, oh my God, it was the best. And then all the girls after were like, can we have
one?
I want one. He wasn't booked out for us though.
Oh my God.
But yeah, so I can see, yeah, fit guy like rubbing your bum.
Well, there was a lot of like, again, a lot of people in my inbox about this were saying that it's like a end of the month treat for them. They'll go and see someone to give them a little massage and
I love a massage off Oliver, and it occasionally turns fruity, so yeah. I can see especially why single men and women would like a sexy massage.
Yeah.
Kind of gets
it's intimate, isn't it? It's like passing, I mean, you are getting into someone's personal space.
But it's funny reading
space.
It like that, like listed out exactly what she's going to do. Because doesn't it say at one point, I'll know when you're ready? Yeah, of course you will.
Yeah. Or she says that she'll like get you on the edge of climax, basically.
And tease
and
you.
And I mean, I imagine a guy reading that would be like, book me in, I'm there.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
well,
the sell.
I mean, just reading it will probably do it for some guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I was reading it, I was like, Jesus, this is really
like
graphic.
Full on
like
and graphic, isn't it?
Erotic porn novel.
Oh, my goodness.
Here.
All the things we're learning.
Random one that we, this has nothing to do with this episode, but we've had quite a lot of fetishes come through that we haven't mentioned in our fetish episode. And one that keeps pinging through is ball busting. Have you ever heard of this before?
I think I know what it is.
I had never heard of this.
Is it quite literal?
It's exactly what it says on the tin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So someone messaged me saying, please talk about ball busting. Please, please, please. And I was like, what is it? So this is basically a male. He likes ball busting. It's basically when a man enjoys being kicked in the balls by women. Sometimes in heels, sometimes in boots.
Ouch.
I fantasize about having girls pick my ball, kick my balls, and I would absolutely love to be kicked by you and Sarah. Probably not.
No,
but we're flattered. So I said, "Has he ever actually had it done?" And he pays £150 an hour to have it done.
Oh my god! That's like the thing that most men like absolutely retract at and throw up at.
And he said it depends on how much you're willing to pay. But if the more attractive the woman, the more money she gets.
But what does he get out of it? Why does he get off on it? Did he say?
He didn't say. He just said that he likes having
is it
his
humiliation?
Balls pulled
is it,
and kicked. And I don't know whether it's...
Is it power?
When I Googled some videos and had a look, there's some that...
Did you have a look?
I had a look. Oh, when people tell me, I have to know what's going on. And there was a guy in a swing, like his legs were spread, and a woman was like laying into his balls and she was like pulling them and kicking them.
Oh my god.
Like twisting.
I mean, I've not
them.
Got balls and I feel very uncomfortable
and she,
at
like,
this.
Like going at it, and he was crying his eyes out, but he
wanted more.
But he still had a boner.
So
I don't know whether it's the pain thing, whether it's the humiliation thing, whether it's a mixture of both, but apparently ball busting is a big thing.
I had a request on my OnlyFans for a custom. I haven't done it, but the guy wanted me to film a video of me saying that I was going to kick him in the balls.
Yeah,
like,
so
he must be
a ball busting kind of guy.
Who knew? That tickling was another one that's come up quite
an hour of ball busting.
You'd need to go to hospital, wouldn't you?
You can't. Is that safe? Like for having babies?
Probably
I don't know.
Not. Probably not.
I don't want to be kicked in my lady areas.
No. tickling was one that came up quite a lot as well.
Oh yeah, tickling.
Tickling is a fetish.
I'm tired of being asked if I'm ticklish.
Are you ticklish? Where are you most ticklish?
My neck. My neck is the most ticklish. If someone goes near me, I'm like one of those bottles. Have you seen the meme?
Yeah,
the bottle's like, I hate it. There's nothing worse.
But that's quite a big fetish. Apparently, that is another one that people are like, please will you talk about it? Because it's frowned upon and it's taboo. And
it's not frowned upon.
Actually, I wouldn't have. I didn't know it was a fetish, like, to that extent. But
I wonder if they like being tickled or whether it's just they like to be the tickly.
The tickly or the tickler.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It can be
a bit of a turn on tickling, I think, can it? Because again, it's like getting into someone's personal space, and I don't know. Like,
I would
normally
not be turned on if someone was tickling me. No way. It's
kick them in the balls.
Especially kick them in the balls. Yeah. Exactly.
So this week for confessions, I'm going to read out a few little snippets of things that people have sent in, and then we found a story, didn't we?
Yeah, we found one.
Oh, which is full on. But these are just some of the confessions that I got through without going into detail on them because I'm too scared to ask with some of them, I think, now. One is, I shagged my teacher. Then this guy says that he likes to lick his wife out after she's been shagged by somebody else, by another guy.
Porridge stirring.
What is that?
Have you heard? Not heard?
No, I don't think I have.
So it's basically sloppy seconds with a girl after someone that's recently ejaculated inside her.
Someone said that they had sex with their mother-in-law. In fact, there were quite a few people that have had a thing or fantasized about
their mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm. I love being, this isn't me, This is a confession. I love being pegged and pretending I'm a male magician's assistant. Another one, see, I've fantasized about my mother-in-law.
We've had magician's assistant
before.
I know,
that's the one that comes up for me quite a lot. I don't know what's going on there. It's probably the same person. I slept with my best friend's sister. Well, that's not really a massive confession.
Oh, right, look at you.
That's not me again. it's not really I had a big sex confession. With my friend's mum after a night out. I was 18 and she was 36. Best sex ever, apparently. Someone who can't, who is bi-curious, can't stop watching gay porn. Oh my God. There's so
I had to stop again. Asking because some of them are a bit traumatizing.
Yeah, this is it. Oh, there's one here. I love being kicked in the balls by women. So oh, that yeah. goes to
ball
to
busting.
That. Someone has said that they like their own cum. I don't want to read any more of them.
As
I don't
hand
know.
Cream.
This is why I didn't ask any more questions, because the Reddit threads were enough for me this week without going in any further. But yeah, we found a story, didn't we?
We did find a story.
You can tell this one. I think I'm all storied out.
Yes, I can tell the story. So this is one that we found, and I'm reading it as I'm saying it. This is not about myself. So it started off with a long girls' weekend where we were drinking wine and telling stories about best and worst hookups. All that sex talk really got me wound up, but I was sharing a bed with one of my friends as the condo we were all staying in required all eight of us to bunk up together. My friend and I were in bed and she joked that she wished she could rub one out. Because talking about all this filth had gotten her turned on. So I said, just go for it. And she thought I was being silly at first until I told her that I was horny too. And from that conversation, I told her I would also start. So basically, they had a fumble.
All
the friends basically had a bit of a masturbation orgy and all got off in front of each other. And the end of the story says, this has led us to doing this most of the time.
Most of the time they get together. So yeah. Every time they get together,
so every time they get
this.
Together, they're all like finger bashing each other.
Just is that's not that's crossing a friendship line, isn't it?
That's a whole new level of friendship.
That's a very, very different level of friendship. And I just again,
I'm going on a girls' holiday in 2 days. Maybe I'll just throw it into conversation. Girls, anyone fancy a?
Guess what I read.
What did she say? Rub off or something?
Rub one out. Rub one out.
Anyone fancy to rub one out by the pool?
No.
See, it's just not a conversation.
She'd never speak to me again. But how, again, this is the thing of how would you look your friends in the face if you'd done that together and then you're like, should we just go for an afternoon tea? It's no.
Afternoon tea and a rub off.
No. Ugh. It makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable. I mean, each their own, but I just don't understand how
each
that
their
sort
own.
Of comes
I might still bring it up this
you
weekend
should have
on
that
the
conversation
thing, just be like,
I'd love to see their reaction.
A bit of vagina DJing later on.
Oh wow,
I will miss these stories.
Oh, me too. We've learned so much and still to learn more. I mean, my eyes have been well and truly opened.
Oh, honestly, we need to experiment more. Not together,
no.
Just in life. But thanks for listening to this episode. This is our last episode.
And thanks for listening to the podcast and for supporting us. We really appreciate each and every one of you.
Yep. And if you are enjoying this podcast, please do leave us a review and give us a follow on your favourite podcast app.
Until next time.
Bye.